We're talking with Jeremy Christensen, head football coach at Boyer Valley. His team is into the playoffs in eight-man. And, Coach, just first of all, second time in the playoffs in the last 3 years for your program. Just talk about the overall feelings of getting Boyer Valley back into the postseason.
Yeah, obviously everyone is excited. Anytime you get those extra practices and those extra weeks, it's always a good thing for your program. And so I think our kids and community are excited to make a little bit of a drive on Friday night.
Yeah. Third season for you at the helm there at Boyer Valley. Obviously, you're no stranger to the postseason. But can you tell us where you think you're at in terms of building that culture at Boyer Valley and kind of getting things instilled there in this football program?
Yeah, no, I think we're making progress. I think we're doing a great job. You know, our seniors have done an outstanding job of buying into every single thing we've tried to implement and do in the last 3 years. And without their leadership, obviously, we couldn't get to this point. And then all the underclassmen along the way are following suit. And so I think we feel like we're in a pretty good spot. Anytime you're in the playoffs, obviously, there's no slouches anymore. Obviously, when you're going to one seed, you got to be ready to play at a very high level. And so we'll see how our practices go this week, but I think that they're ready to step up to the challenge.
Absolutely. Well, you closed out the regular season last week with a pretty dominant win over Sydney. Let's go back to last Friday. What were some takeaways from that game? What'd you like that that your boys did?
Yeah, I thought our defense played outstanding. We played well at all three levels. We were able to contain them to low yardages until the second half, and so I think that our guys offensively as well up front did a great job of getting our running alleys taken care of. And we were able to get lots of different personnel packages in and combinations. And so that's always exciting to see what some other kids can do in those scenarios at a varsity level. And, obviously we got to be ready to play four full quarters. And so I think that we were able to accomplish that through Friday night and be prepared for this week.
Yeah, this week, Southeast Warren is who you drew in the first round of the playoffs. Tell me what you know about the Warhawks at this point and the challenges they're going to present Friday.
Yeah, obviously, their challenges are easy to see on film. They are large humans. They're going to be physical. They're going to try to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to try to create havoc on the defensive line and at that second level. And so we've got to be able to try to put them in issues or situations that hopefully slow down their defense and or try to slow down that offensive line. And, they do a great job of just kind of being a road grader. And that quarterback back there is efficient in the pass game, completing 63% of his passes, if I recall the stats, and rushing for well over almost, I think, 2,000 yards, to be honest with you. And so we got to be ready to try to settle his feet and, get everybody going sideways rather than straight down the field.
Yeah, you mentioned Jamison Ewing, their quarterback. I think he's accounted for like 83% of their total yards this year. What kind of challenges does facing a dual-threat quarterback like that present to you defensively?
Yeah, obviously it forces your defense to cover everything horizontally, vertically, and then right square in front of you. I think that you lose track, and you shouldn't, but you lose track of those other guys because they're explosive when they get the ball. Because you're so focused on number eight that they're able to sneak through there. But, they've got speed on all aspects of it, every level. And so we're going to be very fundamentally sound, and our alignment's going to have to be perfect.
Any other keys that you could look at specifically that you guys need to do well or execute well on Friday night to be able to come out on top?
Yeah, offensively, we've got to control the clock. The less opportunities they have, the better for us. And so we're going to have to be able to control the line of scrimmage and be efficient in our pass game. Brody for us, I think, has completed right at 70%, if not a little bit more, of his passes this year, which that's the stat we look for in the passing game, is try to be efficient. And so we got to be able to do that to try to slow the linebackers down from being headhunters and give us a better opportunity.
Jeremy Christensen, head football coach at Boyer Valley. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck to you guys on Friday night.
Thank you very much.